Shout hallelujah. Let the person who is going to contact the God of prosperity shout the loudest hallelujah. If you know that this year, sorrow will never be your lot, shout the loudest hallelujah here. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Hallelujah. Be the Lord. Let your glory be above. Again, loud and clear.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above.
Hallelujah.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above.
Hallelujah.
Let your glory be above.
Hallelujah. right there where you are this morning. I'd like you to pick any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Great is the Lord. How great is His name. How great is His glory. Forever blessed. He will back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. I see the name of Amen. Silence, beloved. Something is about to happen to somebody here. There is a mysterious hole they just dug at the front of your house. You are not aware of this hole. But anytime you pass on top of that hole, they are stealing from you. That person is in this gathering. They just dug that hole this year, but you are not aware. But you pass on top of that hole every day, every day. And each time you pass through it, something, you lose something. Makapota le karibo sandia. Naribo sende akaya busha. Right there where you are, I don't know who you are. The power of God is coming upon you, and that yoke is broken instantly. I want to pray for some people here. Right now, even right now as we're here, you are at the edge of some very powerful breakthrough. And I want to pray that all the enemies that have seen that breakthrough and are gathering unconsciously against you will be completely scattered. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone here at this meeting today, and right now, one of the greatest breakthroughs in your life is before you. All the antagonists at the edge of that breakthrough, I command them to scatter. In the name of Jesus, receive the touch of heaven. Receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. If you're in this meeting now, if your name is Fashola or Fajano, please find a way quickly to this altar. There's an agenda the enemy is pursuing against you that must be canceled today, here. Find a way to this altar. Right now. Masikatenda yaboshentia. Ushers, bring them to the altar here. If you're in this gathering too, something is telling you. You just feel, as if there is danger around the corner. You just have that feeling that something, there is danger around the corner. Please find a way to the altar too here. You don't know why, you just feel there is one danger around the corner. And be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Say this loud and clear. Powerless! That hates my joy. Before I leave this place, your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. There! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I commit your children here at the altar unto your holy hands. Any power preparing danger for you, any power digging a hole for you, they shall enter into their holes. In the name of Jesus, every assignment of wickedness against you and your family, let the assignment backfire. In the name of Jesus. When you leave this place, I prophesy upon you. You will become a terror to the enemy. Become a terror to the enemy. Become a terror to the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seats rejoicing now. They can go back to their seats too. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. Our three sisters here, you have been fighting what you call circular battles. As one battle is going, another one is coming. As one battle is going, another one is coming. Every power of that circular battle, I break it now in the name of Jesus. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I break it now in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. There is still a woman here. This is how you are going to recognize yourself. You married a husband before and the husband died. But as that dead husband was being buried, a plenty of your virtues were buried with him. That woman, you are here. You find that immediately that man was buried, everything you are doing just started going down, 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 down. If you are that woman, please find a way quickly to this altar here now. Everybody will shout this louder than anyone around them. Make sure your voice is louder than any other voice that is around you. 2012. Hear the word of the Lord. Can you shout this loud and clear? Can you shout it again louder than that? Bring me joy in the name of Jesus. Masikapola kaya boshendera basanta. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for restoration on your daughters at the frontier. Let them receive that spirit of restoration in the name of Jesus. Everything you have lost to the spirit of the grave, recover them now in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. A transaction has taken place today in your life. Pick another song of praises and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. It's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who has never lost a battle. I want you to be a prophet unto seven persons before you sit down. Just walk up to seven persons. Tell them, my friend, the war of this year shall not conquer you. In the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Remain standing, please. Keep your eyes closed. The Lord is just telling me right here that there is a woman here. You are moving close to billions now. Amen. But that right now, you have been invited to a party. The Lord said, I should tell you not to go to that particular party. And if you go, that will be the end of the billions. They will not manifest. That woman is here. The Lord is moving you close to the arena of billions in wealth. But you have been invited. I don't know which party. You've been invited to a party. You must not go. If you go, you lose the billions. Sit down, please. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tienu, hallelujah. Some of you don't understand that one. Those who did. On behalf of the pastorate of the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, we want to sincerely thank all of you who are partners to this project, blessings will never depart from your life. And the Lord will continuously bless you with blessings that money cannot even buy. Where others are failing to succeed, you shall succeed. The Lord will envelop you with favor. And the spirit of the God of Elijah shall fight for you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. We want to encourage more people to be members and be a part of the blessing. Praise the Lord. Let's take our Bibles, please. And look at what I call connecting your Goshen. Connecting your Goshen. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers, now I'd like you to listen to me very carefully in this brief message. In Exodus chapter 8, Exodus chapter 8, verse 22, we're going to read about five scriptures, so let's take it one by one. If you are there, say yes. Exodus 8:22. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. While the children of Israel were in Egypt, they all dwelled in the land called Goshen. This Goshen, although does not exist physically now, but the spirit of that Goshen is still around. And those who understand scriptures can see key into the spirit of Goshen. Here, flies were meant to trouble the Egyptians. But did I say flies? It is true, you have an assignment, but this is how far you can go. Don't go to that place. In the same Exodus chapter 9, verse 26. Exodus 9:26. If you are there, say yes.
Yes.
Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel was, was there no hail. Hail was troubling everyone, but the hail refused to go to the land where the children of Israel were. The same Exodus chapter 10, verse 23. Exodus 10:23. There was darkness in Egypt, serious darkness, for 3 days. Look at verse 23. They saw not one another. Are you there? Neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. Goshen. That's Goshen. Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Are you there? But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. That's what I know. That by the power that creates heaven and earth, your case is always different. Say, my case is different. In Malachi chapter 3, Malachi 3:18, Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. You can find the book of Malachi at the back of Revelation. Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. Are you there?
Yes.
Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There must always be a difference. Always a difference. There is a mystery known as life. Life. Say life.
Life.
Let me tell you a few things about this life in which we find ourselves. The life we have is a mystery. Mystery. Life is also a mission. Nobody is born to just roam around. God, in his wisdom, will have designed what he wants you to do before he pushes you here. Life can grind you down or polish you depending on you. Life is like a mirror. It won't give you back more than you put into it. It's like a mirror. Life is like what?
Mirror.
It just reminds me about some of the strange words of our Yoruba teacher in school in those days. Say, but it draws a lot of barare. Our strange Yoruba teacher in those days. Life is a one-way street. There is no going back. You can't reverse. You can't go back to yesterday now. Yesterday is gone forever. It's a one-way street. The greatest tragedy in life is that many people get wise too late. Many people get wise too late. May you not get wise too late. Eventually, everybody will become wise. But the time of the wisdom is a problem. Some will not be wise until they get to hellfire. Some will be wise now. The lesson of life is always repeated until it is learned. Life will be repeating the lesson until it is learned. I'll just give you some thoughts about life before we now go to where we're going here this morning. There is no true life until you find out who you are. If you do not find out who you are, all the life you are living is fake. There is no true life until you find out who you are. Life, too, is a simple loan. God has just given you a loan which you must spend well. So all life that we are living, all of us are living a borrowed life. It's a loan. Life is simple, but it is not easy. Life is very simple, but it's not easy at all. I want you to understand this. These are principles about life. Life is not always very fair. Some people say, this is unfair. Yes, life is not always very fair. And when you begin to study the issue of life, you find that life is sometimes like a foreign language. And everybody's just mispronouncing it like a foreign language. Most people don't understand it. Life is like a football game with everyone offside. And then the referee too has been chased out of the field of play. Everybody is offside and there is no referee. That's what life is like. Life is more like wrestling than dancing. That's why it's full of frustrations and challenges. Without a struggle, there is no progress. No struggle, no progress. In the issue of life, there is only one voice that the storms of life listen to. The voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the master in the storms of life. A lot of people run helter-skelter. Go to this place, get power. Go to that place, get car. Bury this cow, bury this goat, bury this, bury that, bury all kinds of things, looking for solution. But it's all fake. The only voice that can silence the storm is the voice of Jesus. May that voice speak for you this morning. I had a friend, a lecturer at Lagos State University. He was teaching economics. One day, as he was teaching in class, in the full glare of the students, he fell down and fainted. All the students gathered around him. They were looking at him. Fell down. You know, and you know students, some were spitting on him. Some were using their leg to touch his head. The young ladies there, they were unzipping his trouser. Students, university students. My friend was on the floor. One of them now went out into the street, to the street across the lecture hall, and used one dirty bucket to remove gutter water and came to the lecture room and poured it on the head of my friend. I think the cold of the water now woke him up. He told me, said Dr. Lukoya, when I opened my eyes on that ground and I saw all the students staring at me, say, I have never been so embarrassed in my life. So quickly, he ran to his father in the village. Said, Daddy, I was teaching in the lecture room. This is what happened. Father said, no problem. Follow me. They took him to the most senior witch doctor, herbalist, native doctor in their village. And that one contacted the oracle. Contacted the blah, 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 blah. And said, okay, solution. On the market day in our village, you will carry a goat and put the goat on your back like a baby with wrapper. Then you walk around the market 7 times and the problem will go. Man said, Baba, I'm a lecturer in the university. I can't be carrying goat on market days. The man said, you're a lecturer in the university. Was it not in the university you fell down? Said, Baba, do you have something more decent than that? I can't do that. Okay. So okay, let's contact the oracle again. Started. May every oracle speaking against your life be scattered. Let your amen roar like thunder. Contacted the oracle again. I said, okay. Get 7 pieces of coconut. Make sure you are naked. Go to the crossroad in the middle of the night and break the 7 coconuts there. Ah. Say, Baba, naked, coconut, night. Ah, it's dangerous. I can't even do it. Suppose they see me not wearing clothes. So, well, that's the only solution. That was what brought my friend to Jesus. That's what brought the man to mountain of fire. And just a simple word from the Lord, he never heard of that problem again. I'm praying for somebody here that the voice that will silence every storm facing you will comfort this morning in the name of Jesus. It will comfort. 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 It will comfort in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Then it goes to Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That let there be light is the English way of putting it. In the original Hebrew, it said, light be. It was a command. It's the difference between let there be light and light be. That's the meaning. So there's only one voice that can speak in the mystery of life and bring normalcy into that life. This is a serious situation. That's why you must listen to me very carefully. Whatever happens in life, sometimes the rich also cries. One day, I went to pray for a woman who has just had a baby at the Yaba Psychiatric Hospital. She had the baby and ran mad. So I went there to pray for this person. But as I went there to pray, this strange car, which you occasionally see in America, came in, limousine, came in. And this couple came down. They have only one daughter. That daughter has just finished her PhD. That daughter has just arrived in Nigeria. That daughter is now mad. When I saw them, I was so touched. And I followed them. When I saw the lady had lipstick on her nose. She put her lipstick on the nose and put another one beneath the chin instead of the lips. You can see the level of insanity they put on a woman, a young girl having a PhD. The rich also cries. So when the rain of life begins to fall, you need that voice that will say, this is Goshen, this is Egypt. You go this way. Don't go this way. You go that way. Don't come this way. You need that separating voice to speak and say, no, this one is no go area. Leave this one alone. May that voice speak for you today. Let your amen be loud and clear. This is the message of Goshen. The land of Goshen was separated by God from the rest of the land. They were in Egypt, all right, but they were operating in that Egypt under a different law. Did you hear what I said? They were there, but the law by which they operated was different from the law of the land. That is God's plan for your life. That is, you are in that world, but you must not be afflicted by that world. So when men are crying that things are hard, things are hard, you can boldly say, I live in Goshen. My case is different. So in the midst of the current pain of the world, remember that any life that is operating in Goshen is operating under a different law entirely. Your economic life is guided by Philippians 4:19. What is Philippians 4:19? Can you shout it loud? Shout it again. My God shall supply all my needs. Shout it again. Did he say, my God shall supply some? Oh. According to what? Therefore, your economic life is not guided by your country's CBN. It's not guided by even your salary. What is salary? It's not guided by the stock market report. No, not at all. Because it is guided by Philippians 4:19, a different law entirely. I'm believing that somebody will key into what I'm saying here today. You see, we believers have been regarded as frozen fish. Frozen fish. We have power that we don't use. We're so scared. Sometimes we're so timid. Sometimes things that we're supposed to decree, we cannot decree. What we're supposed to say, we're so afraid to say things. We're even afraid to even preach the gospel. And it is not good at all. One day, I was passing through Heathrow Airport. Thank God for my life that day. As I was passing, one woman was carrying a baby. The baby must be maybe a few weeks old. When the woman saw me, she threw the baby at me. I said, this is Dr. Lukaya. Take your baby. Take your baby. Take your baby. So I quickly, my luggage dropped. I had to catch the baby. And everyone surrounded me. Said, you have a baby and you don't know. Take your baby. I said, madam, what's happened? I said, you don't know anything. I know you, but you don't know me. I was at Palmer's Jenkins. And I was a word of knowledge. And as a woman, they say, has no womb. But the woman will have a child. I said, this is the baby. That's why I said, take your baby. So right there at the airport, he said, we have not done the dedication yet, sir. Do it here now. Do it here now. So right there at that airport, I started praying. Father, in the name of Jesus. Of course, you know, they surrounded us. And I could see somebody calling the police that something is happening here. He does not understand. As one man shouting on the head of one small baby here. He does not understand. We Christians are too timid when it comes to using the authority God has given to us. And heaven is annoyed. Heaven is embarrassed. That some of the things we're supposed to command, we just keep quiet and we don't command them. A woman, she lives in Canada, a member of Mountain of Fire. She bought a land in Lagos before she traveled abroad. By the day she came to come and look at the land, she found somebody is already building on it. And the builder, and he had soldiers there to be guarding the builders. So when Madam came and I said, excuse me, this is my land. Say, get out of here now or we shoot you. Say, shoot me. Say, okay. She went back to her car, took the anointing oil from her bag, walked right back there. And poured it and said, and poured the anointing, emptied the bottle there. And said, look, I give you 24 hours to depart from this land. Failure which any other leg that steps here without my permission is dead. They laughed. They laughed at her. But as she was going, one of the soldiers saw the logo of Mountain of Fire in her bag. Say, ah. Say, ah, okay, look. The woman is from Mountain of Fire. Hell, why it's a huge mountain. Oh. 2 hours after the woman had left, the head of the delegation that went to guard the place fell down right there on the land and died. Next morning, nobody came back there. Amen. We have authority we don't use. You were selling. All of a sudden, you are not selling again. And you could not understand that somebody is commanding your customers away. What do you have to do? You now stand in the front of your own shop too, anoint the place, and command their own customers too, away from wherever they are, to come back here. There is no scripture that says you cannot command other people's customer to come. Want them to come and ask the advertising angels to go and advertise your own. So that's what happened. But we don't use these facilities. And it's a terrible matter indeed. I was sharing with the deliverance ministers who were here for a conference. I was sharing with them a story about the great apostle, Joseph Babalola. A policeman stopped him. No offense. A policeman stopped him and said, hey, stop. Was troubling. The man said, I'm going for a crusade. He said, bring this, bring money, bring. Well, said, there is no money, I'm going for a crusade. And he began to harass the man of God. And the man of God raised up his eyes to the heavens and spoke in Yoruba. Said, host of heaven, where are you? Immediately, some unseen powers began to beat the policeman. Wah, wah. The man was crying, yeah, 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 yeah. And they were beating, he was running on the floor. They kept whipping him. Nobody saw what was whipping him. He was running on the floor and crying. The Baba was watching him. They saw the man running on the floor. Nobody was touching him. Nobody could see anybody, but he was running on the floor. Until the inspector came. The inspector knew the man of God. When the inspector saw that he was man of God, he said, ah, Baba, sorry, oh, he does not know you. That's why. Hey, please, oh, forgive him. Please, 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 please. Then the same man looked up again and said, and you go, officially. At this, host of heaven, release him. And they let him go. We have an amazing authority that we don't use. Amazing authority that we don't use. Today, before you leave this place, the arrows of fire that can come from your mouth that will destroy wickedness will be manufactured by heaven. Your health is not guided by your local hospital. Your health is not guided by the general hospital or your hospital or family doctor or by local concussion or by the regular vitamins that some people swallow. Some people, whether they are sick, they are not sick, they are swallowing things every day. Your health is guided by Exodus 15:26, which says that the Lord will not put any of the diseases of the Egyptians upon you, but will put them on those who hate you. That's what the Bible says. So we are in the world, but we're operating under a different law. Your security apparatus is not based on natural police or charms or amulets, but on Psalm number 91, which says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Which says, 1,000 shall fall at her, and 10,000 at where? But you shall not move with your eyes. That's what the Bible says. You just be seeing with your eyes. Won't move close. So the message of Goshen is the message we must connect ourselves to. What is the message of Goshen talking about? One, it's talking about finding peace in the midst of destruction. That's the Goshen message. Find peace in the midst of destruction. That's the message of Goshen. There's one man. Up till now, I have not met him. Every month, he will send me a check. 21,000 naira. 21,000 naira. I don't know who he is. Recently, he was in the UN building when the bomb, suicide bomber, struck the place. He said he was having a meeting with three or four people. Then the bomb hit the place. And all the three people he was meeting with died instantly. So, but he found that he was still alive. So he tried to escape. He held a wire. He didn't know that it was electric. The thing shocked him and threw him out. He just found himself outside. That fellow. Nothing. Touched him. Now, the message of Goshen is the message of having hope in troubled times. The times are times of trouble, but in spite of that, you have hope. The message of Goshen is a message that your life is not controlled by natural statistics. It's not controlled by natural statistics. What did I say? I was on my way to a crusade in our churches in Dubai. I was passing through an European airport. And they stopped me. Because I was the only black face entering that plane. So they stopped me. I said, where are you going? So I'm going to Dubai. What's your profession? So I'm a pastor. So you are going to Dubai to preach the gospel? I said, yes. So that's unusual. So they picked me out. All of that passengers entered the plane, only me. Well, who is financing your trip? I say, me. So how much money do you have in your hand? I have about $3,000. So I say, who gave you the money? Say, it's my money, but you're a pastor. Say, yes, where do pastors get that kind of money? Say, okay. Apart from preaching, do you do any other thing? I say, I write books. Say, I'm going to count three now. You give me the name of one book you have written. 1, 2. I say, prayer in. He brought out his computer. Quack, 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 quack. He Googled prayer in. I have never done that before, even myself. All of a sudden, almost 9 million hits is coming out on prayer in alone. He looked at it again. He saw how much they were selling the book, which I don't even know. Some are selling prayer in $100, $120. We sell it here for 1,500 naira. He saw it. He took my pastor, looked at the name again to compare it. Compared to what he was seeing. And I said, I'm very sorry. So I'm very sorry. So even the money with you is chicken change self. I want you to understand that you could get to a level where the Lord can bless what you are doing and then make you to reap from where you did not even sow. Jesus told his, he just told his disciples, say, others have labored and you have reaped. So yes, others labor, but you are reaping it. Some of us here, all we need to prosper in our lives is for God to recover all the blessings that our forefathers have lost. That's all. That's all. If all the blessings they've stolen from our forefathers, they just give you one quarter. Some people are okay for life. But the enemy is sitting on most of these things. Because our forefathers did not serve God, they served the devil. Goshen 4 is talking about the power of self-sufficiency. The power of self-sufficiency. 5, Goshen is talking about the glory of God upon you in spite of the darkness around you. Glory of God upon you in spite of the darkness around you. What did I say just now? Glory of God upon you in spite of the darkness around you. I remember when I was still working as a scientist, I saw one man who used to come and repair laboratory equipment. He goes from laboratory to laboratory, laboratory to laboratory to repair equipment. Sometimes he will stay in one place 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, repairing the equipment. But anytime he comes to our own, he finds nothing to repair. So one day he said, who is in charge of this place? There must be somebody here who is a friend of God. He said, nothing breaks down here. Why? The glory of God upon you in spite of the darkness around you. May that glory come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Number 6. The message of Goshen is talking about exemption from plagues and storms. As the message of Goshen. That's the message of Goshen. That's why the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Meaning that you can touch anyone you want to, but don't touch the anointed. There is always a violent reaction from heaven when the anointed is touched. Abraham was living in the world, but he was operating another law entirely. God said to Lot, flee from Sodom and Gomorrah. Look not behind you, for God is going to destroy this city. And God began to rain fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and God said they should flee out of the land. But the wife of Lot looked back and became a pillar of salt. God said, look not behind you. The Sodom and Gomorrah that God said, look not behind thee. Abraham stood and was watching it like this. Oh, God said, don't watch. So if you watch, you become a pillar of salt. Abraham stood and was watching the scene like this, and nothing happened to him. That is a man living in Goshen. Daniel's case in the Bible was different. The lion ate the rest of them but left him alone. I'm praying for somebody here today. You shall connect to your Goshen. You shall connect to your Goshen. Some of you might have heard me sharing this before. Let me share it now before we begin to pray. It was in Nigerian Railway Corporation many, many years ago. Somebody was promoted to one office. And a man went to threaten him that you are not supposed to be there. Within 7 days, you die. And within 7 days, the man was dead. How did I know? Because his children used to come to me for home lessons. When he died, they could not pay the fees. Then they now promoted somebody else. They didn't promote the man who killed somebody. They promoted another person again. But this person they promoted now was a child of God. The man still went to him and said, I threatened your colleague last week and he's dead. And they put you there and you didn't say you don't want. Okay. You too, 7 days, you are gone. Okay. This child of God, when he was told he would die in 7 days, day one, he went to the office of the man who said he would die. Co. Say, good morning, sir. I'm still alive. Day two, co. Good morning, sir. I am still alive. Day three, co. Good morning, sir. I am still alive. But the man who is going to say, good morning, sir, I am still alive, when he gets home, he starts VG. He knew that it's like Shakespeare said, Macbeth has trouble sleep. He knew that he had trouble sleep, so he too did not sleep. So right from that day, he started night VG, started praying, started fasting. Day four, I am still here. Day five, I am still alive. Day six, all this, day one, two, three, four, five. When he goes to the man and says, I'm still alive, the man will not speak one word. On day six, when he now went, he said, I'm still alive. Say, I see one more day. Just one more day more. One day more. Tomorrow is coming. That night, after the brother has finished his vigil, he saw a revelation. In the revelation, he saw this man who used to kill people standing outside a garden. Beside the man was a tall, dark man, huge. And this brother was inside the garden, but the garden was surrounded by a fence. So outside the garden, the man who used to kill people was telling the man, the dark man, say, go and catch that one. That is the one that I want you to catch. But the dark man was reluctant. Say, who? Say, that one. Say, ah. Say, that one. Why don't you pick another person? Say, no, it's this one. Say, that the one you are pointing to. Say, he's a child of the Most High. Say, he's a child of the Most High. We can't touch them. Say, but that's the person I want. Say, I can't touch him. Oh, pick another person. Okay, pick seven people. Say, no, it's that one. Say, sorry, I cannot touch the child of the Most High. But if you insist, because of the covenant between us, that I should go and bring him, if I bring him and I do not succeed, I will come and catch you. And the revelation cleared away. The brother did not sleep again that night. He stood on his feet. He didn't even go to his bed. Because of the fear of he will sleep, he won't wake up. So he stood on his feet and prayed throughout the night. And the seventh day he went to work and said, I am here. And within another 7 days, the man threatening them was the one that died. That is Goshen. You say, how do I connect to my Goshen? One, you must become a friend of God. You must become a friend of God. Don't joke with your Christian life. Don't be a member of Prayer City Partners and you are drinking, you are smoking, you are womanizing, you are doing all kinds of dirty things. Those things will earn you letters of expulsion from the University of Goshen. Don't do those dirty things others do. Don't masquerade in the house of God. Let your yes be your yes. Let your no be your no. Don't cut corners. that will put you into trouble with God. No matter how smart a man is, he cannot cover up his sin. All those who believe that they are very clever and they are trying to cut corners and do strange things and practice iniquity behind the door, they're just wasting time and they're asking for expulsion from the Goshen the Lord has put them. So the first thing is, become a friend of God. Two, flee from all appearance of evil. Don't wait for the thing to become evil before you begin to run. Flee from all appearance of evil. And last but not the least, you must pray Goshen magnetizing prayers, which is what we're about to start now. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. The first prayer I want you to pray. It's a very violent prayer. And it will be a disservice to God if you keep quiet in this kind of prayer. Shout this loud and clear. Powerless! A sign against my greatness. Because the Bible says, you shall be the head and not the tail. Can you shout that loud and clear? You are there in the name of Jesus. Let your voice be loud. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Anointing of Goshen, fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The power of God is going to fall on 7 persons. And you may not be able to stand on your feet, but don't worry. The problem is this. Each time a good thing is coming your way, these evil dreams will start. And once those dreams start, the project will normally fail. Father, I'm praying for these 7 people. That whatever demon and power is responsible for this, I separate you from them in the name of Jesus. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's number 2. Number 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. Makatenda ya boshende raba. Aha. Aha. Powers that have been stealing from me. Can you shout this loud? Return my blessing by fire in the name of Jesus. Something is happening here. Thank you, Jesus. Republica Santa. In Jesus' name we pray. As we pray this next prayer, which you must pray with violence, because it wants to break the stronghold of stagnancy. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting and you are so worried because your children, they are of age, but they are not getting married, find a way to the altar here while we pray this prayer. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Make sure your voice is louder than the voice of anyone here. Any power tie me down to the same spot. Your voice is too low. Shout it louder than ever. There! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Break the power, break the power, break the power. Mariba Sopanda Kayabo Shanta Rabo Kopolaba. Dakapanaba Kasanta Yabo Shanta. Something is happening here today. Today is today. Dakarabo Sata Yabo Shanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar, I want you to quietly mention the name of those children. Quietly. Mention their name. Mention their name quietly. Mention their name. Have you done that? Quietly mention their name. If it's John, you say John, Mary, Cecilia, whatever is their name. You mention their name. And then, after you have mentioned their name, 7 times you will shout it, marry by fire in the name of Jesus. Can you shout it 7 times? Father, all the names that have been mentioned there by the parents or by the family members, let those names become names of testimonies. You shall come back to this meeting and testify. In the name of Jesus, in the lives of those children, I command the power of marital delay to die. In the name of Jesus. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, with faith in your heart, begin to tell the Lord, the kind of turnaround you want in your business and in your life. You need to tell him exactly what you want.